Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast. We want to thank our friends from Basepaws today because we have a special guest that's joining us. We have Dr. Cash Carupo from Basepaws, and we are going to be talking about ways to predict underlying and future dental disease, such as periodontal disease, tooth resorption, and halitosis. How are you, my friend?
I am good. How are you, Adam?
Good. Good to see you, too. So to our listeners, Cash has been on the podcast before. She gives us such great information. We're always learning the latest and greatest from her, too. So I'm really excited to learn more about this because to the listeners, too, Cash, there's a lot of things that are out there in the media. The pet parents are knowing about these things. So we have to kind of learn as we go, too. And so you have a lot of great information. So Dr. Carupo received her DVM degree from Ontario Veterinary College, University of Guelph, Canada. She completed her graduate studies in epidemiology using big data technologies and machine learning to identify and predict risk factors for disease in animal populations. Most recently, she was the co-founder and chief medical officer at a technology startup supporting veterinarians to deliver personalized care for companion animals. She is currently the chief veterinary officer at Basepaws, helping advance human and animal health through the study of their genetics. I love it. So we're going to focus this conversation a little bit about the microbiome in dentistry. So tell our listeners a little bit in general, like how does the microbiome play a role in clinics today?
Yeah, such a great question and such a timely topic, I think, because now it's all of a sudden we're getting a lot of talk about the microbiome in the human side as well for ourselves. So a lot of people, when we think about the microbiome, think of the gut microbiome. And actually, you know, there are a number of different microbiomes or these little or big environments in our bodies and our pets as well. So skin is one big one that's currently being studied. Gut is a huge one that's been studied for many years. The oral microbiome, it's fairly a new thing to be studying, especially in pets. But we find that that's actually a window into the whole health. And that's true for humans and pets as well. So it's something that we just happen to have discovered through our testing for looking at breed testing. So when we originally started, you know, with Basepaws, we were trying to determine breed in cats. And this particular sample, we were detecting a lot more data and we were wondering what all this meant. And it ended up being the oral microbiome. So all that means is the bacteria, the viruses, the fungi that live in our cat's mouth. And this is very similar to dogs and humans as well. So there's a lot that we can learn just from looking at the mouth that tells us about the health overall. And a lot of this goes back into learning about ourselves as well. So it's a huge hot topic, whether we're thinking about humans or animals. So we're really excited to be learning more about it.
Yeah, that's so exciting. And, you know, I keep reading so much in the literature about the microbiome and the genetics. And it's really exciting because of how we, what we do with that information moving forward and how we deliver patient care. So explain to me, if you could, the advances in genetics and the microbiome and how that relates more specifically to the dental disease that we're talking about.
Yeah. And this is, you know, very recent discovery, and Basepaws has been kind of the leader in this area, looking at the oral microbiome, especially in cats, because we have this huge database of cat data. And this is very interesting because what we're finding now is kind of validating some things that we as vets were seeing clinically and maybe had hunches about. So speaking specifically about dental disease in cats, it's super common, as you know, after age 2 or 3, you're going to see almost every cat with some level of dental disease, and it only really gets worse. So currently we're able to look at the oral microbiome and detect tooth resorption risk, halitosis risk, as well as periodontal disease. So as vets, we already know that if they're seeing tooth resorption or any dental disease in really early stages, but there's likely a genetic component. But, you know, things like tooth resorption, we have no idea what causes it. So looking at the microbiome, we're seeing actually really different populations of organisms that are living in the mouth of these diseased cats versus healthy cats. So what we're able to do is, based on those relative abundances, say what the risk is of actually developing this disease, and if they already have the disease, to say what the risk is of, you know, it getting worse. And I want to kind of, you know, shift a little bit and look at other things that we are learning, not just at BaseFlaws, but as kind of a whole, because it's such a interesting area of research that a lot of people are working on. So we think about, you know, now that we're able to detect it, which is something that we're only able to do now because this technology has become so much more available, cheaper, and we needed a lot of computational power to just to be able to look at this data because it's huge amounts of information that we're getting. So all those things kind of have fallen into place. Now we can actually look at this data and compare different populations. So now what we're actually thinking about is, how do we affect change, or how do we actually do something if we know the risk? Because it's one thing to know, yeah, you're predisposed, great. You know, what do I do? And that's where veterinarians really want to know, okay, what can I recommend? How, you know, what kind of interventions should I be recommending, implementing? And pet parents want to know this as well. So that's kind of the next step, not just for BaseFlaws, but also for the industry as a whole, is to say, okay, what can we do to actually change this environment? Can we affect change? Can we actually change a diseased mouth to look more like a healthy mouth? And we're seeing some early studies that are actually showing that by things like prebiotics, probiotics, or in some cases fecal transplants, that we can actually change this environment to change the outcome. So it doesn't have to be that you are definitely going to develop this particular disease. There's different stages in a pet's life, especially at the early stages when they're puppies and kittens, that the microbiome is more responsive to change. So things like diet, lifestyle, all those things, we're now just able to figure out, okay, how do these things actually impact their health down the road? And how can we intervene to actually give us a healthy, longer living pet? So it's very exciting stuff, I think.
Yeah, that is exciting. And so to the listeners who are realizing, like, wow, how can I do this at my hospital? Can I do this at my clinic? So can clinics offer these tests today?
For sure, for sure. And that's something we're super focused on right now, is getting this product into the hands of clinicians as much as possible. So if you're at all interested in trying this out, even if it's just for your own cat, we are happy to help you, happy to work with you. And the other thing is that, you know, customers are already finding these products and doing it themselves. But they come to a point where they don't know exactly what to do with this information for the health of their pet. And that's where we want vets to actually be, you know, informed, educated, and knowing exactly what to recommend when your clients ask you about, you know, hey, doc, what do? I got this information. They're really at high risk of periodontal disease. So we have all of the resources that you would need to get started today. And to be able to confidently talk about these tests and to know that what you're implementing, you can actually monitor now without even needing anesthesia, because this is the only way that you can actually check in a cat's mouth what's going on without them having to be asleep and actually see what you're doing is making a difference. So even humans don't have this yet. So this is pretty cutting edge. So just to be able to offer that to your clients, you're already going to stand out in their mind as well. And all we really want to do is streamline that sort of diagnostics and intervention, so that this is something that's a super simple 5-second swab. And it's a whole new type of testing and information that now us as vets have available. And it's fairly affordable when you compare it with, you know, having to do, you know, intense dental procedures. And if we can detect disease early, we're not only saving our clients money, but also improving our relationship and the health of that pet. So it's a lot of value that we now have available. So I get very excited about it.
Yeah, it's such a great way of learning more information about our patients. And to the listeners that may not know about it, this is, you're referring to an oral swab is what this is, right?
Yeah, it's just a simple cheek swab, and we're getting information on not just the animal, but also all of the other organisms that are living in their mouth.
Right. So it tells us, I mean, it really peels back the curtain of telling us a lot about the health of our patients then too, right?
That's exactly right. And because anything that we detect in the mouth, because it's so close to, you know, the bloodstream, it's going and circulating all around their body. So it's going to the heart, it's going to the liver, kidney. So a lot of the research that we do is not just focusing on dental disease, because now we're able to actually see other types of chronic diseases that are related to what's going on in the mouth. So that's another thing that this very simple swab, we're actually able to learn quite a lot.
Yeah. And how can veterinary teams get involved with the genetic testing and oral microbiome research?
Yeah, so there's a couple different ways if you're interested at all in getting involved. So baseball is huge on research, and everything that we do, we like to tell the world about it and get everyone involved, whether you're a veterinarian, your client, or you have your own pets as a vet. So you can get involved in our research, and if you qualify, we will send you a free swab. And what that means is that then you're enrolled in those studies, and you're helping not just BasePaws, but also, you know, all of the researchers kind of learn more about the different diseases in your microbiome. So if you just go to basepaws.com, you will see a research tab just on the top of the page, and you'll see a big list of diseases that we're studying right now in both cats and dogs. So the oral microbiome and the technology, it's very translatable when it comes to different species. So we're looking to study the cat's oral microbiome as well as dogs, because we know a lot of our cat owners have dogs at home, and as vets, those are the two most common species that we deal with. And all of this data then again helps us understand about ourselves as humans as well. A lot of the therapies and diseases tend to be, they go hand in hand. So research is one big way that you can get involved today. And if you are interested in actually offering this test to your customers, that's another way you can get involved. And we have a team that's available 24/7 to answer any questions that you might have, and just to how to get set up and offer these tests. We're really flexible. So there's different ways that you can offer these tests, whether it's through retail or more of a bulk option. So those are kind of the two main ways that you can get involved. We're also very, very open to whether it's you want to do your own kind of pilot project at your clinic. Any requests, you know, you can always email us at vet@basepaws.com. I get really excited. So whenever you have a question, anything that you want to discuss, whether it's for your own cats, it's something that we're really, really open to. Because we're learning as we're going as well.
Learning as we go. And I love that. Learning as we go. That's the art of veterinary medicine right there. It really is. So, and we can learn more at basepaws.com is where the information is as well.
That's right. Basepaws.com/vets if you want to get to the page quicker. But yes, basepaws.com will get you there.
Great. Excellent. Such great information. And big shout out to BasePaws for all their research that they're doing in advance of veterinary medicine in this fashion. This is fantastic. I love it. I know that I've recommended it on my social media platforms, and it's very popular. To the listeners, I just want to let you know a lot of pet owners out there are doing this. And, you know, I think it's one of those things that we have to certainly embrace. I think it's fantastic that they're doing it, that they're learning about it. But when I do these live streams on TikTok and Instagram, these pet owners know about BasePaws already. They're asking me, like, what are your thoughts on BasePaws? I'm like, oh my gosh, this is amazing that they know this and that they've DNA tested. So you're getting the word out there, which is fantastic. So your team is wonderful in that regard. And the feedback has been so good from the pet owner's perspective. It really has. So love that.
That's true. We love our customers, and we take, you know, everything that they do gets in, you know, ingrained in our team and everything that we put out. I don't know if your listeners have are aware, but we've just increased the number of health markers of our DNA test as well. So not just breed we're looking at, we're looking at the number of health markers. So if you're a veterinarian, you know, you want to know if there's any predisposition. And we've actually included some of the diseases that there's just like fresh research right off of, you know, the press. So we are able to include all of those things because of this particular technology. So new markers for hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. There's a couple that's coming out for drug sensitivity, for example, MDR1. So those things are going to just keep adding on to our test. So when you do the test, those updates are automatic essentially because it's a digital report. So I encourage you to kind of get in on the ground floor and join us for the ride.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Kurupa, for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me, Adam.
Yeah, my pleasure. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Please don't forget to subscribe to us. We're all available where you listen to your podcasting, whether it be iHeartRadio and Spotify, all those great resources. Please continue to stay safe out there. And thank you for all you do. We'll see you next week. Have a great week, everybody. Stay awesome. Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay possum.